G'day, thanks so much for being here. How are you? It's Friday. It's the 3rd of May, 2024. And I've been thinking a lot about what Tracy Hall said the other day about how she talked about the recovery from what she went through. I'm talking about Wednesday's episode. It was humongous and just incredible to hear a person recover from that. But there was one thing that's been really sticking with me, and I've been thinking about it quite a bit. It's the idea, she mentioned just taking small steps. And it kind of really got me to think at how applicable that is to so many other parts of your life and what goes on in your brain. So I started getting interested. It's like, well, what's my brain doing when that's happening? So yeah, you know me. I got reading, and I can't wait to tell you about it. But I do have to play some ads. So in a moment, we're going to get stuck into that. But now we're just going to play some commercials to pay the mortgage, keep the lights on, and keep food in the fridge. Back after the break.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
G'day. This is Better Than Yesterday. Proper hello this time. This is Better Than Yesterday, helping you make today better than yesterday since 2013. That's what we do here at the show. My name is Osher Ginsberg. I am a podcaster. I'm a best-selling author. I'm an award-winning documentary maker. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a recipient of the 2024 flu vaccination. I got mine today. I'm a very regular sauna haver. Yes, we put a sauna in the backyard. All right. Because that's what we did. It's unbelievable. I've never slept better. I'm going to have to do a conversation about saunas one day. But I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the new folks who have joined our mailing list. Thank you. You can sign up at oshaginsberg.com, our fancy pants new website. I'm ever so grateful I got it done. Really easy to sign up to the mailing list there. Also super easy to subscribe and really easy to rate the show and find other episodes from the over 10 years of shows we've been making here. There's a lot. Thanks for the feedback on the show with Tracy Hall that we did on Wednesday. There was a lot in there. I can't thank her enough for being as open as she was. Because when you think about Tracy's story, the absolutely catastrophic betrayal, the horrific circumstances she endured, it is reasonable to expect that a person who went through that might never want to set foot outside the house again. Perhaps not really ever look people in the eye. Never ever date again. I absolutely get why a person who was a victim of such a profoundly awful crime would maybe choose those things. And, you know, I understand that. But that is not Tracy. Not at all. And that she's out sharing her story is so very important. You can't be what you can't see. And victims of scams, victims of betrayals, or in her case, both and then some, people like that might not ever be able to imagine a future where they'd ever feel okay with trusting anybody ever again. I absolutely get that. When I was really sick, I couldn't conceive of how things could ever be different. There was a dark permanence to how I felt about the future. I couldn't picture it, but it was just black and empty and nothing. And I know from my experience, once I'm in a place where possibility vanishes, the choices that my brain was starting to put in front of me start to become risky at best and deadly at worst. For me, I needed to hear stories of other people who'd been through what I've been through and were now somewhere where I wanted to be, just to have hope that one day, if I did what the things that they did, I might get there too. And that's exactly what Tracy's doing. She's sharing a story of recovery, thriving. And she's doing that so that people who are right now down in the darkness, they can hear that there's an option out there that is not just darkness. And there was something that Tracy did mention, which I wanted to reflect on, because I've been thinking about it a lot as I sit in the barrel, the steamy, steamy hot barrel. It's the concept of small steps. And you heard us talk about it on Wednesday. When things are really hard, or you're trying to change course to maybe a different way of doing things, particularly if you've been doing them that way for your entire life, the smaller the step you can take in the direction of the thing you would rather be doing or want to be doing, the smaller you can make that step, the more likely it is that that behavior will change and that behavior change will stick. Now, this is kind of counterintuitive, because if we're making a choice from an emotional place, say around dating or how my favorite t-shirt fits me at the moment or work, if we're making a choice from an emotional space, we can often make this huge reflexive decision to make the uncomfortable emotion go away as quickly as possible. Now, that is essentially, in my experience, that's been a big step. I think you know what I'm talking about. I've taken many of these big steps in my time. In the past, it's always been around feeling a bit shit about my body, where that t-shirt doesn't fit properly. So I get to this point where I'm just so not happy with myself. I got to go work out, got to train, got to run, do something. And after weeks or even months, sometimes years of inactivity, I hit that first run or I work out like I would have the very last time that I ran or worked out. And what do you think happens when I work out and train with that intensity after having done nothing? Exactly what you think. I'd get DOMS so bad. I was so sore. I couldn't walk straight or wash my hair for 3 days. Couldn't lift my hands above my shoulders. I'd get sick, all right? Sometimes so badly that I'd get a visit from the cold sore fairy. And then, because of all this pain and discomfort, I would not want to work out or train again, because to work out or run, it hurt a lot. It hurt. And I'd then just descend once again into a pit of disgust at myself. It's very different now, but that's around my body. With dating, oh boy, when I was desperately lonely, I'd meet someone and I'd be just so excited that I met someone. I'd be just super intense. One time I was so intense, I went from having a nice cup of tea with a lady that I really rather fancied. We had a cup of tea in the morning, and when she left, when we parted ways, we had plans to, you know, meet for dinner another day. By sunset that day, I had sent enough texts with enough overwhelming neediness and desperation in them that she just wrote back, "This is not for me. Please don't contact me again." That happened. That absolutely happened. I got better at that, thankfully. And I was very lucky to have met Audrey not long after that happened. And she was like, "You really got to slow down, buddy." So how small are the steps I'm talking about? Well, they're way smaller than you think. They're not even steps. You know, I think they're tiptoes. Yeah. It's the tiptoe technique. We're doing tippy, tippy, tippy toes. All right. That works. It's also a really fun meter song, tippy toes. So being on tiptoes towards the thing that you want to do, it works in two ways. One, by exploiting the very same reward system that keeps you locked into doom scrolling into your phone. And also, it takes advantage of the neuroplasticity in your brain. Essentially, that every single time we do something in a new way, we are creating a new pathway in our brain, literally changing our thinking. So if you want to, for example, date in a healthier way, the example I just gave, what's the smallest tiptoe that you could take towards that? For me, it would start with not repeatedly texting someone that very day saying how much you enjoyed me, then "I'm so sorry I said that thing about whatever. I didn't mean that, but if you did take it that way, then please don't worry. But look, if you did, I'm really sorry. I never meant to say that. But look, I'm looking forward to dinner." Yeah. To not send that text for me, to not have that come out of my body, to not react, would be very, very, very difficult. So the first tiptoe would be to think about it. It would be, what's a tiptoe towards not unleashing my catastrophizing on someone I'm keen on. So much so that it'll make them turn away, just like the other how many times I've done that. That is not a good thing. That's not who I want to be. It's not the kind of person I want to put out there. So what is that texting, that need to text? What's it a symptom of? It's a symptom of me being unable to deal with the discomfort that I might have messed up and said something wrong, and this nice lady will think less of me or not want to see me again. Amplified by how very lonely I was at the time. So what do I need to get better at, which is in my control? It's not exactly not texting. It is being with that discomfort and that uncertainty. So a small step or a tippy toe in that case would be, instead of sending those texts to the nice lady that I had a lovely cup of tea with in the Bondi sunshine one afternoon, I could still engage in the unhealthy catastrophizing, but then text them and type them out into my notes app and not send them. So I'm still going through the perseverating thinking, as unhealthy as it is, but I'm not sending it. I'm giving myself the experience of writing it out and getting that out of me, but not sending it off to this person. Once I'm okay with that, the next step would be to just think those things through and be with how uncomfortable they feel for just 1 minute, and then type them out into my phone and still not send them. Because ultimately, I'm trying to get better about dealing with a sense of discomfort, you know, that this person might not like me or that I might have messed up. After that, the next tiptoe would be with that feeling for 2 minutes and so on. You know, eventually I would then get to not type them out at all. But to go straight to not typing them out completely without building up their tolerance to the discomfort I'm trying to avoid, it's useless. It won't work. I won't be able to handle it. So those tiny wins, those small wins, those microscopic little tiptoes towards what you want to do, they're super important, because every time you pull one off successfully, every time I would, you know, in this hypothetical world, put a text in my notes app and not send it, that is actually, that's an Olympic gold medal. That's a world championship. What I get there, I might not even be able to perceive it, but there is a release of dopamine. It's a very important neurotransmitter. We need it for motivation. We also need it to get that feeling of reward. And it feels really nice in your body as well. So you start to want more of it. You start to want that feeling. You start to go, okay, to get more of this, here's this thing I'm going to do, which is a different behavior. And that's what gets you to practice this new behavior in the most microscopic of ways, again and again and again, pushing you to bear that discomfort just a little bit longer before you write out the text. And those tiny little bits of positive reinforcement, as itty bitty teeny weeny as they may be, they do some very interesting things in your brain, because repetition really matters. Correct repetition of form really matters, and correct repetition of thinking patterns really matters, because every time you tiptoe in the direction of the thing you want, you know, the new way of behaving, for example, that's a brand new action you're learning how to do. So the kind of neural networks in your brain will fire, and they will form a new pathway of thinking. Like when you're at the gym, right? It's the continued repetition that helps those connections become stronger and faster. There's a moment you remember having to think about putting the clutch in every single time you drove a manual car, right? And then one day you didn't have to think about it. Why? What happened? It's actually something called myelination. And I'll tell you about it in just a moment. I've got to take a break. I've got to keep the fridge full, the mortgage paid, and the lights on. Be right back.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for sticking with us. So where was I? Yes. Things that are hard to learn, then becoming automatic. So for example, putting the clutch in when you change gears on a manual car or on a motorbike, for example, how do they become something that you're consciously doing all the time, something that's kind of automatic, you do without thinking. Well, there's a few things going on, and one of them is called myelination. The neural pathways that we're talking about building, those new ways of thinking, we're creating these new pathways with these new thinking patterns, and they get coded, those pathways actually get coded in a thing called myelin, which is it's a fatty substance, and it acts like an insulation. And what it does, it speeds up the signal transmission in your brain of those patterns. And you keep taking a little tiptoes towards this new thing you're trying to do, and the brain activity starts to shift out of the prefrontal cortex, which is where we process rationality and things like that. And it goes into places in your brain, I think it's called the basal ganglia, that takes care of all the habits and the kind of automatic behaviors and things, the automatic sequences, really, opening your car door and putting the kettle on, that kind of stuff. Think of the last time you turned off your shower with your eyes closed. You just know the taps are a certain height from the ground and a certain distance in front of your body when you're under the water, a particular angle. You don't have to look. It's that. But it's important to get those reps correct from the start, which is why musicians will often learn a new piece of very tricky music with the metronome at a quarter speed. It'll feel like this is super slow. Dun, 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 dun. Like, yeah, boring. But then they'll do that, play it perfectly without making a mistake, and then they'll up the speed to half speed. Dun, 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 dun. Three-quarter speed. Dun, 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 dun. And then finally they'll attempt it at performance tempo, but getting it right every time. Dun, 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 da, da, da. Ba-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-da, ba. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, bum, ba. Sorry, Vivaldi, I'm not going to pay royalties. Each wrong note, though, if you get it wrong as you're doing it, we'll repeat that mistake every time if we don't work to rewrite that path. So my mate, she's actually off to Japan today. So I'll borrow something from the brilliant amount of innovation that comes out of that country, particularly, I've spoken about it before, the concept of Kaizen. It roughly translates to constant improvement, or just a little bit better, or try to get better at it, or something like that, which might sound familiar to you if you've been listening to this show for quite a while. Because when it comes to stimulating an adaptation response, getting yourself to adapt to do something in a different way, or behave in a different way, or react in a different way, or do eat less fast food or eat more veggies, whatever. Getting fitter, getting faster, getting better at looking people in the eye when you speak to them. It's important you make the action just a teensy bit more challenging than what you can do easily. So much like superannuation, compound interest actually plays a role here. If you can achieve just 1% change in effort, just 1%, you're releasing all the right neurotransmitters you need, all that dopamine, all that good stuff. You're achieving the challenge perfectly, and you're completing a rep of whatever it is you're trying to change in your life successfully. And by making these tippy toes tiny, teeny tiny, you're almost guaranteed not to fail. If you're really struggling, even just a minute failure can get reframed. And I've been here, even just getting it the tiniest bit wrong, my catastrophizing, boom, you heard it before. Oh, I can't do anything. Why should I even try? It's never going to get better. Like, that's really hard. All right. So you're trying to stay out of that place. It's really important when you're just starting. Take tinty, tinty, wincy, wincy tiptoes towards what it is you're hoping to achieve. If it's super easy, it's a sign that you might need to challenge yourself a little bit more. But if it's starting to get intense or overwhelming, or you notice your breathing change, that's a sign that you're possibly going to associate this change with discomfort and therefore will want to avoid it. You don't want that. There is a Goldilocks zone. All right, not too hot, not too cold. All right. It varies from person to person. I actually met someone the other day, Yumi and I, together. We did an hour live on Double J, celebrating the 10th birthday of Double J, which is a radio station here in Australia. It was just fantastic. And I met this person. They were a music programmer at Channel V. Yumi, it was like, hey, how you going? I did not recognize them. And Yumi said, yeah, she worked at V. I said, really? She goes, yeah, we worked together for about 2 years. And I know what to do because it's happened before. I said, right, I'm really sorry. There was a while there where I was not able to look people in the eye, and I couldn't really leave my house that much. I'm sorry about that. She said, yep, that's pretty much what you were like. And it sucks, but I ended up, I eventually got help. But at that point in my life, to get in my house for anything but the safety of, to be honest, not even work, but the studio set where I knew I'd be protected, just to do anything but do that, I kind of needed a few beers under the belt, which is not a great way to do it. All right. So if you were stuck in, for example, that state of anxiety, number one, go see a doctor. All right. These things don't get better by themselves. They get way worse. And there's way better ways to deal with alcohol. Trust me on that one. And number two, that doctor would probably get you to embark on some sort of tippy toes of your own towards getting out of the house. They might start as small as just sitting by an open window for a minute, counting the things that you can hear. And it sounds easy to you and me right now. You're probably outside right now. But I'm here to tell you, I have spent enough times in my apartment with all the doors and the sliding doors and the windows all closed, because I can tell you that feels like a great way to stay safe. It isn't, and it was hot and stuffy, but it felt like what I had to do. The next move might be open the front door of my apartment for just 30 seconds, stare into that kind of fluoro lighting in the apartment corridor that goes down towards the lift, feel that weird ventilated air on my skin that roughly smells of other people's farts, cooking and cigarettes, and then close it. 30 seconds. Just feel what it feels like on my skin, the air, close it. Done for the day. That was it. 30 seconds. That was it. Easy. Eventually, it gets to increasing the times on both of those things, learning breathing techniques to downregulate if I feel myself getting up a bit agitated. After a couple of weeks of there, when I do my groceries, not in the proper checkout, it's too hard to have that amount of interaction with another person. It would be, at the self-checkout, there's a person that says, oh, number six is free, to look them in the eye and say, thank you. While walking, so I'm going to get out of there. I'm on the way to escaping, but actually look up at them and say, thank you. Now, if they don't look back, that's fine. But even just saying that, like when I was really bad, that would have been Herculean when I was at my worst. So just the escalating, just tipping, toeing forward, noticing the feeling of achievement, looking for that feeling of like, oh, I can, rather than I can't or I won't. It's like, oh, I did. Recognizing that, oh, I did it. Because 10 minutes ago, I might have been a person that couldn't get out of bed, but now I'm a person that can throw a doona back, and I'm about to become a person who can swing my legs over the edge of the bed. And that can feel like a gold medal. It really can. Yeah, I really related to that, what Tracy was talking about. You hear us share it a bit in the episode, but I want us to talk a bit more about it, because those are definitely things that has really, really helped me. There were doctors involved, and there were selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors to help loosen the bolts on some of those thinking patterns. But even without all that stuff, it can be really, really powerful. What are the teeny tiny tiptoes that you can take toward what it is that you want to do? I found writing them out is super helpful, like in real granular detail. I hope that hearing about what your brain's doing can also be helpful, because it always helps me understanding what my brain's doing in those moments. It helps me when it comes to wanting to complete those reps correctly, because we want those things to be automatic. We want to not have to deliberately think about looking somebody in the eye. If we've been unwell or we've gone through something horrible like Tracy had gone through, this is the kind of work. I'm not saying that's what Tracy did. I'm sharing from my perspective. This is the kind of work that can get you back into a world of possibility and curiosity and hopefully happiness. I should add, I'm not a therapist. Don't take any of this as medical advice. I have paid for many a therapist's fancy ski holiday, and I'm happy to have done it, because when things were really horrible, I would have paid my entire net worth and then some for just a few minutes respite from the pain I was in. So if any of this sounds familiar, or this kind of work sounds like something you might get value out of, you should go see a doctor, because there's professionals who can help you with this stuff. Let me know what you think. I'd love to know. You just hit reply on the mailing list email that goes out. It's easy to sign up at oshaginspect.com. Drop me a DM in Instagram if you want. What are you going to tiptoe towards? Let me know. I'd love to celebrate wins with you. Little win, tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny tiptoe wins. Let me know what they were. Let me know what tiptoes you did today, and I'll go, hooray! Thanks so much to everybody that helped me make the show today. Thanks to Andy Marr on audio post, Mikey Ward on video post, Jez Fenton Menzies on copy, Monica Chapman, who produced the episode, and Toe Hider, who made all the music. See you Monday. Have a glorious weekend, and I hope you start some tiptoes today. And listen to that song from The Meters called Tippy Toes, because it sounds really cool. Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.